Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
April 27th, 2023, and on today's show, I want y'all to celebrate with me, man. We're gonna have a celebration here on the Slack is Talk podcast. And what are we celebrating? We're celebrating something that I finally got for the first time in my life. It took me 42 years, but I finally got it. And what is it that I waited for 42 years? My favorite football team, the New York Jets, have finally got a good quarterback. Not only a good quarterback, but a Hall of Fame quarterback. This is the first time in my life that I'll be able to watch a good quarterback play for my team. That is right. Aaron Rodgers is officially a New York Jet, and we're going to talk about it on today's show. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And man, nobody can tell me nothing right now, man. You know, I'm in heaven, man. You know, there's no greater feeling, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know, normally here on the Slack is Talk, man, we don't talk about sports because we got our other show, you know what I'm saying? Sports Core Podcast, you know what I'm saying? On the Vision Live Network. So, you know, normally I keep, you know, all my sports related content for that show and over on the sports, you know, the Sports Core Network organization. You know what I'm saying? I keep all my sports generated stuff over there, but I gotta make an exception, man. I have to make an exception. You know, this has been a long time coming and it's finally here. I wanna say thank you for all my day ones. Welcome back. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. Y'all now rocking with the best. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. And y'all right here celebrating with me. I definitely appreciate that. Let's get right into it, man. Let's make some announcements, man. It being April the 27th, this is our last show in the month of April. I want to give a last and important shout out to all my Vision for Kids members who had birthdays this month. I just want to say I love y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed y'all birthdays. I hope y'all celebrated y'all special day all month long. I'm proud of y'all achievements. I'm proud of y'all accomplishments. Keep pushing. Keep doing what you do. Man, you know, I'm so proud of each and every one of y'all, man. You know, watching y'all from day one, you know what I'm saying, become the great people that y'all are. I can't wait to see what the future holds. I know this is only the beginning. Keep rocking, and we gonna celebrate this thing all the way through. Once again, happy birthday. I hope y'all enjoyed it, and I love each and every one of y'all. I want to give a special shout out to my boy, Jewel Wilkins, shooting guard, Dream Elite. You know what I'm saying? He made a commitment to a college this past weekend. Super proud, man. You know what I'm saying? One of my best shooters. Unlimited range, unlimited potential. Just like I said, man, I'm super proud. I can't wait to see what you do at the next level. this is only the beginning. As you know, same with you, you know, as is all my players, I expect nothing less but to see you in the NBA one day. And this is the first step of making it happen. Super proud. Keep pushing. Keep doing what you do. And like I said, man, I just can't wait to see what the future holds, man. Congratulations, homeboy. You deserve it. I want to give another shout out to my son. Shout out to Franklin Prep, who participated in the Big Shots tournament up in North Carolina this past weekend. Some good ball, man. You know what I'm saying? Like some good games, man. Some good competition out there, man. Shout out to my boy, Oscar Sheetway, that played for the Kansas Jayhawks. I think he entered the NBA draft. But, you know, he was there this past weekend to scope out the competition. You know what I'm saying? It's where it's at, man. It's that time of the year. You know what I'm saying? Players get together, participate in multiple tournaments going on at the same time. And, man, you know what I'm saying? When I tell you, man, like basketball, the game of basketball is in good hands as far as talent. The game of basketball is in good hands, man. A lot of talent coming out, you know what I'm saying? Coming out of the Charlotte, South Carolina area, you know what I'm saying? I expect big things. I expect to see a lot of people come NBA draft night in a couple of years, man. I expect to see a lot of people I know, and I just can't wait for it. Congratulations to Angelique Everett, host of the Chit Chat Podcast. As y'all know, the Chit Chat Podcast made its debut this past Saturday on the Vision Live Network. Man, you know, if you didn't catch it yet, you know what I'm saying? The one thing about it, you know, here on the Vision Live Network, you know, all shows are available 24/7, man. Like I said, you know, each and every day, man, we on your favorite podcast platform. You listen live. So if you ain't miss it, if you did miss it, just know that you got the luxury of actually going back to catch it. You know what I'm saying? And listen to like the interviews, listen to every word. Like I said, she brings it. She has a lot to offer, man. A lot of knowledge, man. A lot of, you know, she's bringing just the topics. Like I'm talking about self-care, you know, awareness and stuff like that. She's really bringing it, man. Like you could really learn a lot from her, man. So I encourage you, man. If you haven't already, go ahead and tune in to the Chit Chat Podcast, man. You would definitely learn about new people, and you would definitely, like, become informed, and you'll learn a lot of stuff, man. Believe me. Just thank me later for that, man. Chit Chat Podcast every Saturday at 3 p.m. here on the Vision Live Network. If you like me, man, and you into fashion, man, I got some good news for you, man. The GMB boys, man, about to drop that clothing line, that merch real, real soon, man. You know, we talking about hoodies, a little bit of everything, man. I want to keep it. I don't want to give away too much, but just know that it's coming up soon. You know what I'm saying? The boys, they got that drip for you, man, you know. So be on the lookout for that. Summertime is coming, man. Summertime be here before you know it, so You might want to stay informed, man, to get money boys, man. They dropping that merch real soon. You know what I'm saying? Summertime coming up. So just be on the lookout for that. Now, let's get into our social media portion of the Slackers Talk. Now, this week, for the question of the week, man, I switched gears a little bit, man. You know what I mean? I switched gears. Now, the questions that I ask are for everybody, but the kind of questions that I ask are, like, aimed at, you know, certain ages and stuff like that. Like for example, like, last 2 weeks, I did, you know, 90s music, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, anybody can answer that, but, like, you know, if you came up in the 90s, you know what I mean, that was more specific for you. You know, things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, questions are for everybody, but it's, like, geared to a certain, you know, a certain genre or a certain era. You know what I'm saying? So, on this week, I decided to switch gears a little bit. This week, I asked a question like, what was your favorite kid movie? Like, in other words, like, out of all these four kid movies, like, which one are you turning on to watch first? You know what I'm saying? We were all kids at one point in time, you know what I mean? So I wanted to get, you know, I wanted to see what's out there, man. So on this one, you know, which kid movie are you watching first out of the four? And the nominees are Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Good movie. You know what I mean? Classic. I remember going to the movie theater to see that when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? It was amazing how that went. You know what I mean? You got Problem Child. That's my man there, man. My man was a terror, man. He was a terror in school, man. You know what I'm saying? Then they came out with part two, and he had the girl with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, Problem Child, man. That's my man. Remember Mr. Peabody? Classic movie, man. Third, you got Home Alone. Another classic movie, man. About a kid, you know what I'm saying, being left alone at home. Parents and whole families out of town. You know what I mean? Some people trying to rob the house. And this dude just, like, set up a whole course for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that movie's off the chain, man. Definitely a classic. And last but not least, underrated, man. This one's underrated, man. But this one's classic too, man. My man, Dennis the Menace. Another dude that's off the chain, man. Like, always staying in trouble, always doing something. You know what I mean? So, like, basically, like, the theme is, you know what I mean? Kids, troubled kids, you know what I'm saying? Troubled kids movies, you know what I'm saying? Like, kids doing things, you know what I mean? I gotta say, man, like, all four of these, man, are classic. You know what I'm saying? Like, all four of them are classic, right? Now, as far as, like, social media, like, what y'all voted, everybody voted Home Alone. You know what I'm saying? Good reason. Classic. It made Macaulay Culkin, you know what I'm saying, a household name. You know what I'm saying? As a kid. You know what I mean? He'll always be remembered for that role. But now, for me, man, like, This one was hard, man. It wasn't as easy for me as y'all might think. You know what I'm saying? It came down to two. This one for me came down to two, man. Problem Child and Home Alone. Now, I like Problem Child, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Problem Child was, the two are different. You know what I'm saying? Problem Child, I think, like, Problem Child, like, he was this bad all the way around. The kid was this bad. You know what I'm saying? Home Alone, he wasn't really doing anything until the dudes, like, really messed with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, tried to, you know, take from his house and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Steal out stores and, you know what I mean? You had to do something to him. You know what I mean? But Problem Child was just that dude. You know what I mean? And this one came down to the wire, man, because I love them both, man. But ultimately, man, at the end of the day, man, I chose Home Alone. So on this one, I went with the majority on this one, man. I went with y'all voted, man, Home Alone. The reason why, like, I voted Home Alone, it's like them traps that he set up for the two burglars at the end of each of them is just off the chain, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a maze, man. Like, it's just one trap after the other. Like, one leads to another, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's amazing. You know, me being a writer and a film producer myself, it's, like, amazing how, you know, they came up with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, how, okay, he does this, this happens, and then this will lead him to this. You know, after that, this will lead to that. You know what I'm saying? That takes, like, some serious thought, some serious, you know, thinking and that goes into that. You know what I'm saying? To be able to do one after another, after another, after another. And the whole thing is, like, consecutive and the whole thing is entertaining. So, like, for that reason, man, and that reason alone, I'm going to give Home Alone the nod over Problem Child, man. But Problem Child is my man, too. You know what I'm saying? I got to say, like, this is one of the toughest ones for me. But Home Alone definitely wins this one. Now, earlier today, as always, you know what I'm saying, I gave y'all a classic film. You know what I'm saying? Like I always do, man. Something that's classic, something that y'all need to go check out. You know what I mean? It's a shame if y'all haven't seen it already. Something that made an impact on the culture. And this movie is no different. I'm talking about Harlem Nights. You know what I'm saying? How can you not see Harlem Nights, man? We talking about, this movie is just like star-studded. You talking about top-notch comedians. We talking about the best comedians in the world. We talking about Richard Pryor. We talking about Eddie Murphy. We talking about Red Fox. Charlie Murphy. My man, you know, the late, great Robin Harris. Everything is just, everybody is somebody in this movie, man. We talking about Arsenio Hall. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, you talking about, like, pound for pound, as far as, like, being star-studded and name quality, this is, like, one of the top movies ever. As far as, like, star power, yeah, it's just ridiculous, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you go and look at that movie, you're going to say, oh, man, I know him. He was in such and such. Oh, man, I know him. He was in that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's a star, man. Everybody's a star, man. You got to go and see that movie, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of rappers, like, use, like, drops, you know what I'm saying, and parts of this film for their album. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes it classic also. You know what I mean? So if you haven't already, and I don't understand how you didn't, man, but go check out Harlem Nights, man. Starring my man, you know, Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor. Harlem Nights. Go see that. Now, man, let's get to the moment, man. The moment I've been waiting for, man. Celebrating, man. Celebrate with me, man. Aaron Rodgers, officially a New York Jet, man, for the first time in my life. For the first time in 42 years, man, the New York Jets have a good quarterback, man. I want to talk to y'all about what Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets really mean. I want to talk about what him playing for New York, period, what it means, you know what I'm saying? Like, what it means for the NFL, what it means for the division, what it means for the state of New York, you know what I mean? What it means for the team. Everything. And when I talk about what this means, right, just to make a long story short, it means everything, man. This is everything, right? I understand. I don't think people understand, like, how big this is, man. You know what I mean? Like, I hear the haters out there, you know, they talk about, oh, man, you know, he's washed up. He's 40 years old. His best football is behind him. He ain't got it no more. Or if it's not that, it's like, oh, man, look at what y'all had to give up to get him. Y'all gave up a lot. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to play for Green Bay anymore. Green Bay didn't want him. And y'all still had to give this up. First off, like, let me tackle the draft capital, the conversation that we had to give up, man. Let me go ahead and get that part of it out the way. You know what I'm saying? So first off, here's the deal, right? In the trade, the New York Jets get Aaron Rodgers. We get the number 15th pick, which we will be making in just a couple of minutes probably. As y'all know, the draft is going on right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying? Right now as we speak. Coverage is on the Sports Core Network as well. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, you know what I mean, I'll get a chance. I'll check that out. But right now, we got business to take care of here on the Slackers Talk, man. I can't, you know what I mean? Slackers Talk always, first and foremost, comes first. You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait to hear what the selection is. You know what I mean? But we get Aaron Rodgers. We get the number 15th pick in the first round. And we get a fifth rounder. In exchange, right, Green Bay gets the number 13th pick. They get the number 42 pick in the second round. They get a sixth rounder, which is pick number 207. And also, they get a conditional second round pick next year. That's more than likely, I'm going to say, it is what it is. It's going to be next year's first round. You know what I'm saying? The terms of the conditions is Aaron Rodgers has to play at least 65% of the snaps, which, as long as he doesn't get injured, he's definitely going to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a first-round pick next year. So now that you know the deal, the terms and everything, let's get into it, right? Basically, the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, right? We do a pick swap in the first round. Basically, we had number 13. Green Bay had number 15. So a flip-flop. Green Bay gets 13 and we get number 15. Which, no harm, no foul. That doesn't mean anything to me. Like, the guy that we should pick, number 15, the guy that we should be drafting when we had the 13th pick should definitely still be there at number 15. You know what I'm saying? So if we still get the guy that we always wanted, I don't see how that's a loss. You know what I'm saying? We just moved down two slots. It's not like we went from 13 to in the late 20s or something like that, where it's like 14 pick difference or 15 or something like that. We moved out two slots, man. You know what I'm saying? No big deal, right? Okay, we gave Green Bay a second round pick. Again, no big deal, because we got the 43rd pick. We had two second round picks. We gave y'all one. That was always expected. You know what I mean? It was always expected that we give y'all a second round pick this year. I mean, it's been that way for months. Ever since January, we knew we was going to give up a second round pick. You know what I'm saying? We always knew that. We got another, you know, we got the 43rd pick. I don't see that as a loss, right? Okay, we kind of traded picks. So we gave y'all our sixth round pick, and y'all gave us a fifth. We definitely ain't crying over that. Fifth round is better than the sixth round, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's crying over that? That's no problem. Now, here's where it gets kind of dicey, right? This first round pick next year. Now, that is the only pick that may hurt. You know what I'm saying? Next year draft come up, and, you know, we the only team that's not picking in the first round, and we got to wait all the way to the second round to make one selection. That's going to hurt a little bit, right? Let me put it this way. It's a possibility that it could hurt, right? What I mean by that, if we win the Super Bowl this year, nobody's going to think about that shit. Nobody's going to think about no first-round pick. Definitely not going to think about no first-round pick. If we have Aaron Rodgers, right, playing quarterback, which we do, right, I fully, completely expect nothing less than that pick to be in the 20s, right? At best, that pick has got to be like 20-something, at best. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like it's a top five pick. If it's a top five pick or something like that, something went terribly wrong. You know what I'm saying? It had to be because he got hurt or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But we win the Super Bowl, or we in the playoffs, that's going to be a late pick. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad about that. We got Aaron Rodgers. Now, another way that pick could hurt is if we only mess around and get Aaron Rodgers for 1 year and he retires. Now we kind of stuck, you know, back to square one. We don't have a quarterback. And this time is even worse because we don't have a first round pick to get a quarterback. So those are the only two scenarios that that first round pick next year would hurt. And I'm already hearing that Aaron Rodgers is willing to work out a new contract. And I kid you not, some people talking about that contract could either be from 2 to 3 years, man. So if this dude plays 2 or 3 years, I'm definitely not worried about that draft pick. Definitely not worried about that draft pick. I'm happy that Green Bay is happy with the compensation they received. I don't want them to feel like they got gypped, because I want to do more business with them in the future. We traded for Brett Favre. Now we traded for Aaron Rodgers. And it may take a while, man, but we'll probably end up trading for Jordan Love too. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure that they're happy, because, you know what I'm saying, we'll do business again. You know what I mean? So trade compensation, definitely not worried about that. There's no part of me that feel like we gave up too much at all. I can give you that and never look back, my man. Aaron Rodgers is completely worth it. Hall of Famer, best quarterback in the league. Now, for those of y'all that's out there saying that Aaron Rodgers fell off, and last year was just his worst year, man. That was the worst year he ever played, man. And it's the sign of times to come. And the Jets are crazy, man. They're getting a quarterback that's beat up, that's finished. The man is 40. Yada, yada, yada. First off, man, like, the dude played hurt all year. He had a broken thumb. The man was doing the football with a broken thumb, man. That's tough to do, right? Now, you don't like the injury talk? Okay, fine. Let's just talk about the numbers, right? For everybody saying that he had a down year, right? The man threw for 26 touchdowns against 12 interceptions and almost 3,700 yards. Now, I know that, like, this is sad. You know what I'm saying? This is sad to say, you know what I mean? And I'm a Jet fan, and I keep it real here on the Slackest Talk podcast. Those 26 touchdowns and that 3,700 yards, that may be garbage to people like Green Bay and people like San Francisco. But when you're a New York Jet fan and your quarterback is throwing for 1,300 yards, man, and like something like 9 touchdowns a whole season and like 13 interceptions, that 3,700 yards looks like 7,000 yards to me. I mean, you can sign me up every day of the week. We never had a quarterback even sniff that number before. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, another one person's garbage is another man's treasure, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm calling it. And not just because I'm a Jet fan, but I'm not just saying this because I'm a Jet fan and he's on the Jets now, but 3,700 yards is not bad. I don't understand why people think that. Why? I mean, what's going on here and what's happening is, I don't think you're saying that the stats are garbage. I don't think that you're saying that the numbers are garbage. I think you're judging him by his normal standard. And his normal standard is something like 4,500 to 5,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a product of his own success. You know what I'm saying? He's being held in his own regard. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the case. 3,700 yards is not bad, man. 26 touchdowns is not bad. You know what I mean? It's not going to lead the league, but at the same time, like, that's all the New York Jets need. We don't need him to come in and be Hall of Fame Aaron Rodgers. We don't need him to come in and even be in the MVP conversation. We don't need him to be 27 years old again. We don't need that. All we need is like a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. There's 32 teams in the league. That means there's 32 starting quarterbacks. If we get somebody in the 14 to 18 range, everybody is in trouble. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? That's all we need. And one thing that I want to throw out there, as far as stats are concerned, right? There are certain things, and I tell this to everybody, man, you know, regardless of what sport. Stats don't tell the whole story, man. Stats do not tell the whole story, right? Now, all of his years in Green Bay, right? Green Bay has consistently had one of the worst defenses in the league. They always rank in the late 20s. You know what I'm saying? Like mid to late 20s. Every time. Right? So that means Aaron Rodgers has to always outscore his opponent. Day in and day out. Week in and week out. Right? So now you put him with a better defense. Like say the New York Jet defense. That was in the top four, top five last year. Where he doesn't have to come from behind. He doesn't have to take chances with throwing the football. You know what I'm saying? He could relax a little bit. Be just a little bit conservative. You know what I'm saying? Maybe those numbers are better. You give him a better receiving core like the Jets have. You know what I'm saying? The Jets receivers are better than Green Bay's. You know what I'm saying? We have a star in Garrett Wilson who put up 1,100 yards with the worst quarterback play in the league last year. You put him with Aaron Rodgers, I gotta believe that those numbers go up. I gotta believe that. I gotta believe it. I can't believe that he's gonna take a step back. Aaron Rodgers now has a better running game. You know what I'm saying? He has a top five defense. He has a running game. He has better receivers. He has better tight ends. How can this not work? How can this not be better? We don't need him to be MVP. You know what I'm saying? You put all that in consideration. Better talent around him. You know what I'm saying? The organization that's showing him love. Maybe his hand is healed now. Maybe he's not injured anymore. You mean to tell me that we can't do anything? That this is just going to be a disaster? I can't believe that. I can't believe that. We should be selecting an offensive lineman right now to help protect him, you know what I'm saying? Keep him upright, you know what I'm saying? Now, as far as offensive line goes, I would give the edge to Green Bay, not because I feel like Green Bay has the better talent on the offensive line, but I'll give Green Bay the edge because those linemen are used to playing with Aaron Rodgers for all those years. So y'all know his cadence. Y'all know how he likes to draw people offline. Y'all know his movements. Y'all know his tendencies and stuff like that. Where these are things where he come over to the Jets facility, these are things that has to be worked out. You know what I'm saying? The chemistry has to be built. You know what I mean? So I give New England that on that regard. You know what I'm saying? But overall talent on the offensive line, it's kind of shaky. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of shaky to compare the two. You know what I mean? But I say Green Bay is better just from being familiar with them, you know? But it's still early, you know what I mean? Today is day one of draft night. We have a long way to go before the season starts, man. And, you know, I can't wait. Ever since the news broke, I just can't wait. But the number one reason why all this time, all these weeks that went by, working on the deal and all these draft picks that we had to give up and all, you know, people thinking we got robbed and all this talk. You know why all this is going to be worth it? All this is going to be worth it because for the first time ever, I'm going to say it again, for the first time ever, right, the first time in history, the first time in the history of the New York Jets, right, that first game, that second game, that 10th game, that 13th game, the last game, whatever game it is that you want to name, right? Whatever game you want to talk about. When the New York Jets football team step on the field, and even all the way down to the fans, when the fans pack the stadium and sit in their seats to watch the game, for the first time ever, we're going to be on the field or in the stands watching the game, feeling like our quarterback is just as good or better than the team that we're playing against. That right there is worth unlimited draft picks. That is worth unlimited draft picks. For the first time ever, in any game that you want to talk about, when the game first starts and we look at our opponent, you can look at Aaron Rodgers and you can say, yes, we have a chance to win this game. And for that reason alone, to have that kind of mindset, I wouldn't mind giving Green Bay another draft pick. For all the other 31 teams out there, I'll see y'all when the season starts. This has been the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Y'all make sure y'all head over and watch the NFL Draft. As always, thanks for rocking with me, and we'll be back to talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.